Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's a fateful day for CBS. The board meets later after Shari Redstone, the controlling shareholder of CBS, forced a rules change to thwart an effort to depose her. Redstone wants to merge CBS with media giant Viacom, another company she controls. CBS's CEO and much of the board opposes that, in part because they don't trust Viacom's leadership. CBS has even gone as far as to sue Redstone to try to stop the merger, but earlier today, a judge ruled in favor of Redstone. NPR Media Correspondent David Folkenflik has been following this. David, this is Shakespearean.
Stephen Colbert had a line speaking to advertisers yesterday. He said, you know, here at CBS, we've got a lot of great legal dramas, and then we have some TV shows, too.
Okay, well, to this legal drama, it's corporate, it's family. Shari Redstone, of course, the daughter of the famed Sumner Redstone, who started, you know, half a century ago owning movie theaters here in the Boston area. But this fight, can you sum it up by saying it's basically CBS and CEO Les Moonves really trying to just fire the people who own CBS?
It kind of feels like that. The way things are set up, the Redstone's holding company basically has a controlling stake in CBS. At the same time, CBS does have outside shareholders and outside directors. And those outside directors, along with Les Moonves, who's been there for, you know, decades at CBS, compiling an enviable record, you know, are saying that they're not sure that, this proposed merger with Viacom is in the best interest of the company, CBS, or the shareholders themselves. And it's worth noting that Viacom was spun out of CBS some decades ago, and they've had an intertwined history over the decades since. Shari Redstone tried to merge them again 2 years ago, and that was effectively blocked because Les Moonves didn't trust Viacom executives to come on his board and to be part of the leadership structure. And that's where we are now.
Well, and to further remind ourselves, Shari Redstone had to wrest control of National Amusements, that, you know, the parent company, from her father's former girlfriend. You know, that was quite a story then. What's at stake here for the Redstone empire?
Well, what's at stake in some ways is whether or not this will be the Redstone empire. Shari Redstone, it seems with her father, although he's in his 90s, it's very unclear what he is fully aware of or what he wishes to accomplish. But it seems to be that she wants to combine them and have a unified media company. You know, there's a great insecurity in Hollywood about the pending threat of Netflix and Amazon and Apple and possibly Google and Facebook in the entertainment realm. And so the idea is bigger is necessary. You've seen that in a number of places. We can talk about that in a moment. Here, you know, she says we've got to get bigger so that we can unify the cable companies and the other entities of Viacom with CBS and Showtime and have a more unified entertainment company. CBS says forget it. You know, they're looking at other folks, and, you know, it's leaked out that CBS executives say that Shari Redstone prevented CBS from blocking an acquisition of it by Verizon, the telecom giant, which would be more in keeping with some of the other moves we've been hearing of late. So CBS says, you know, if we want to get bigger, we want to get bigger with a much bigger entity and get a lot safer harbor with something that looks a lot more like the Comcast acquisition of NBC.
We'll talk about some of these acquisitions and consolidations. AT&T wants to buy Time Warner. That's being held up by the Justice Department. Disney wants to buy huge swaths of Fox. We're even hearing, we're talking about sports betting today, that, you know, networks that carry football might want to buy, I don't know, some sort of betting companies. We'll talk about the bigger and is better idea.
It's very much taken hold that they just need this to go after the, or at least play defense, the major forces in Silicon Valley and Seattle. And so you have seen AT&T is wrapped up in court trying to defend against the Justice Department antitrust lawyers its proposed acquisition of Time Warner and HBO and CNN and those properties. It looks as though they're very much likely to get it, but, you know, you don't know until the judge rules. Disney wants to acquire most of Fox, very much with the controlling Murdoch family's blessings. And if you're talking about controlling families, there's an example of one where, you know, outside shareholders have often very much voted against what the Murdochs have wanted. And the Murdochs, with the support of boards that are stocked with people very sympathetic to them, have been able to do what they want to do time and again. A lot of controlling families and a lot of founders of major companies are looking at this fight at CBS and wondering, gosh, you know, even if the Redstones aren't brilliant stewards of what's going on with their properties, you know, that could happen to us if CBS were able to somehow win a dilution of the voting shares that the controlling owners currently have. But Disney wants to take over Fox. Comcast is making a bid for for Sky, the giant British broadcaster that the Murdochs and that Fox basically controls. And Comcast is considering whether to outbid Disney for the entertainment properties, not Fox News, but a bunch of the entertainment properties that the Murdochs intend to sell off. Disney is thought of as one of the better run studios and one of the places that might be able to endure the onslaught of the Netflixes, the streamers, and the digital dreamers.
David Folkenflik, just briefly, what does this mean for me, a consumer?
Well, I think, among the things that I think about is what it'll mean for a place like CBS News. Who owns it may determine how much commitment there is to it, whether or not it's with a company that can afford to weather some financial storms or a company that's going to be forced to keep cutting costs.
Yeah, the news divisions used to be loss leaders. You didn't care that they lost money.
That's right.
Yep. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.